Hey, have you got a minute? Yeah, just for a quick catch-up. Thank you, great. Yeah, over this way. All the meeting rooms are in use at the moment, so we might have to use one of the smaller phone booths. Yeah, I know, they're always a tight squeeze, aren't they? Okay, yeah, here, this one's free. Take a seat. So, look, this isn't really easy to bring up, so I'm just gonna get right into it. Yesterday, I walked past your desk and saw that you were looking at something on your phone, and you closed the app as soon as I got close, but I could still see it. I needed to be sure what I was looking at, so I contacted security and I was able to access the security camera footage from close to your workstation, and it's pretty clear what you were looking at. Look, I say this as a friend. It's not a very good idea to play dumb about this. I have printouts here. It's a little blurry on the page, but the clip is clearer, especially when you can see it in motion. The dick going into that person's mouth. Over and over. I saw something similar when I was at your desk last week, too. You haven't really been as discreet as you think you are. You're lucky it was me that saw this and not someone else. Can you imagine if Sally or Wanda caught you doing this? It would be considered gross misconduct and you would be fired on the spot. And considering your habit of making inappropriate jokes, it paints a picture of someone that senior management definitely wouldn't tolerate. You know, there's only so many times you can say inappropriate sexual things around the office without getting into trouble. I've tried to tell you that, and I've tried to protect you, but you don't seem to get it. And now this. I know that people sometimes let you get away with things because you're attractive. God knows I've always been desperate to have sex with you. But there's a limit to what people can get away with. You're a really good employee in every other way, and on a personal level, I do really like being your manager. I love it, in fact. I love working with you. But if you were to get busted for this, it makes a problem for me, too. People start asking questions. Why wasn't I paying attention to how you're spending your time? Why did I pick up on all the lewd comments and jokes earlier but not say anything? And then I catch heat for it as well. Look, I get it. You watch porn. We all watch porn. I love watching porn. I love stroking my dick for it, like every day, and I've done it at work as well. There's no need to look uncomfortable. I assume this means that you've been doing the same thing. We might have even been masturbating in the same toilets, one of the private bathrooms upstairs. That's where I usually go. I get so hard at my desk sometimes that I can't concentrate, and having to lock myself in there for 10 minutes is the only way I can deal with it. I just unzip and get my cock out and pump it up and down. Grab hold of it and just pump it. Pump it until I come. I mean, there's some really hot people working here, right? It's hard to not get worked up sometimes. But I'm discreet about it. I'm not doing it at my desk where people and security cameras can see. Look, I've done you a huge favor here. I haven't shown this to anyone or told anyone else. I watched the footage in private and emailed myself excerpts and screenshots, but I didn't tell anyone. Although that does mean that the footage is still there on the security cameras, where anyone could find it, if they had a reason to look back for it. So, you and I need to make sure that we don't give anyone a reason to look back at the footage. I wouldn't want to lose my favorite employee. Even if you are distracting sometimes. Hey, it's okay. It's okay. I just want to touch your cock. We have to help each other out, right? You're smart enough to know that we have to do that. You're smart enough to know what's at stake. And since you obviously spend a lot of time at work looking at porn, I was just wondering how easily your dick gets hard. I was wondering if it's hard right now. Hey. I know it must be uncomfortable in there. Getting hard for porn at work while being trapped in your trousers. Your erection straining at the fabric, trying to get out. A hard-on under your desk, trying to act like everything's cool, everything's normal. But you're desperate to touch it and desperate to stroke it. Desperate to stroke it until you come. You'd be surprised how much time here at work I spend looking at you. Thinking about you. You've spent a lot of this meeting so far looking quite surprised. I know it must all come as a surprise. But really, you should just let me do it. Or that security camera footage might find its way into the wrong hands. If you're uncomfortable, then why don't you just turn your head and look at the wall and pretend it's not happening? Pretend that I'm not reaching down here and stroking your cock. Feeling it get harder and harder through your trousers. In fact, why don't I give you something to keep you occupied? Maybe if we keep you busy, you won't be bothered quite so much. So, here, give me your hands. And hey, put them right here. And stroke me. Give me both of your hands. Wrap both of your hands around it. And stroke it like this. It's hard because of you. You did this. And if you want to keep your job, then you'll do as I say. Now stroke my erect cock while I play with you. While I rub you through your trousers. I know it's inappropriate for a manager to confess having sexual fantasies for a team member, but I think you and I can be honest with each other since we keep each other's secrets now. I only hired you for your looks. There were plenty of other qualified candidates, but when I interviewed you, all I could think about was having my cock inside you. You're only here because I see you as a sex object. So I might as well treat you that way. That's it, pump me. Pump it up and down. Up and down. Why am I doing this? Isn't it obvious? I've been desperate to fuck you for a really long time. I guess I'm not really the person you thought I was, huh? Why don't we get these trousers of yours down a little further, huh? It's not really fair if I'm the only one here with my cock out. Come on, I want to fucking see it. I want to fucking see it. Show me. Oh, yeah. See, isn't this nice? Just a manager and his employee getting to know each other a little better. Stroking each other's cocks. You seem a little overwhelmed. Why don't we distract you with something that I know you'll like? Get your phone out and load up that video that you were watching at your desk. I want to see it. Come on, come on. Here you go, come on, that's it. There you go, there you go. Let me see it. Oh, didn't take long, did it? He knew exactly where to find it. See, isn't that better? This little phone booth is soundproofed. You can have the volume up just a little bit, but we better not make too much noise. Come on, let's put it just here on the desk. Oh, look at that cock getting sucked. Come on, kiss me. Hey, come on, kiss me. Kiss me. Hey, hey, hey. Don't stop stroking my cock. Here's how this is gonna work. I'm gonna fuck any hole of yours anytime I want. I am going to grope you anytime I want. I'm gonna kiss you anytime I want. I'm gonna treat you like you're a playground, and you will not complain. You will let me do it. And in exchange, you get to keep your job. And I'll even make sure you get glowing reports and as many pay rises as I can manage. And when I stand up in front of you, grab your face and slip my dick into your mouth. Come on, come on. Then you'll suck it. Oh, fuck. Come on, I know you love cock sucking. I saw you watching that fucking video. Why don't you suck my cock just like the guys in your pornos do? Oh, fuck, I fantasized about this for so long. Oh, yeah. Suck it, suck that cock. Suck that fucking cock. If you want to watch porn and make dirty jokes at work, then people will think you're a slut. And I'm gonna treat you like a slut. Come on, play with yourself. It must be what you want to do when you're watching porn at work. Well, now you're watching porn in here with me, so stroke it while you suck. That's it. Dick in your mouth, stroking your cock, watching porn right here at work. This is everything you wanted, isn't it? Everything you fucking wanted? You know, we're gonna have sex in here. And then we're gonna walk back out there and keep acting like everything is normal. Just a manager and his employee. Friendly, respectful, and no one's gonna realize you just had your dick in my ass. You fucking heard me. We might even sit together at lunch a little bit later, pretending this never happened, knowing that we're gonna do it again, whenever I decide that I want it next. It's okay, come on. Come on, pretty boy, you can take it out of your mouth now. You can take it out of your mouth. Ooh, this cock of yours is hard, isn't it? Very, very fucking hard. And it certainly seems to enjoy being pumped up and down like this. Come on, I'm gonna sit on your lap and you're gonna fuck my ass. So you better spit on it with me if you want to make sure it goes in easy. That's it, yeah. Come on. More. More. More while I pump this fucking hard cock of yours up and down, up and down, up and down. Get it fucking wet. That's a good boy. That's a good boy. Now, let me just turn around and slip these down and lower myself onto that cock of yours. Oh, I know. Now, your manager's a bad man who wants to grab your dick and lower himself down onto it. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck me. Fuck me. Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's it. Yeah. Oh, you don't have to worry. I got myself ready. As soon as I saw that footage, I couldn't stop thinking about this moment. Believe me, I've been ready and waiting to bounce on your cock. Fuck, 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 yes. Fuck me, fuck me, fuck me, fuck me. Oh, feels good, doesn't it? When I drop down, tighten up my hole and squeeze and just milk your cock with my tight asshole. Fuck. You know, I bet if I want to make you come, I don't even have to bounce on your cock hard. All I have to do is slowly go up and down and use my tight hole to milk your cock until you squirt your cum all up inside me. And I bet it wouldn't take long either. Horny pervert like you. I hear you breathing. I know you fucking want it. I know you fucking want it. Slutty fucking gay boy can't stop himself from looking at porn at work. This is what you get. You get to be my real life porn. Ooh, that pretty cock of yours. Right inside my ass. Ooh. Oh, yeah. Up and down on your lap. Come on. Give me that fucking cum. Give me that fucking cum. Milking your cock with my arsehole. Up and down on your lap. Come on. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me until you come, gay boy. Fill my ass with your cum. Come on. Come on. Fill me up. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. Come, 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 come. Oh, oh, you're gonna do it, aren't you? Come, come, come. Ooh, yeah, fuck. That's it. Come, 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 come. Fuck yes, fuck yes, fuck yes. Come, 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 fuck. Fuck. Oh, God, it feels so good to have that cock of yours buried in my ass while you squirt. Fuck. God. Fuck, I want to come so bad. I want to come so fucking bad. I want to... Oh, God, that feels good when it slips out. No, keep your cock right there. Keep your fucking cock right there. I'm gonna stand here, over you, jerking off until I squirt my cum all over your fucking dick. And then you're gonna pull your trousers up, pull your underpants up, and you're gonna get back to work. And you're gonna hope that no one notices that you smell like cum. You're gonna hope that no one notices the wet spots all over your trousers. You better be good at being discreet if you want to keep it a secret. Fuck. Fuck. I'm gonna cum all over that cock of yours. I'm gonna cum all over that pretty fucking cock of yours. With your cum dripping out of my ass. Fuck. Fuck. Yes. 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 Fuck. Fuck. Oh, yeah. Take that fucking cum. Fuck. Yes. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, fucking hell. Oh, fuck. Good job, handsome. Look at you. You look like you've been smacked around the head and you don't know left from right. Well, you're going to have a lot more chances to get used to this kind of treatment. I'm sure you'll adapt to your new working life soon enough. Now, come on, stand up. Pull your trousers up. Put your cock away. Straighten yourself up here. Come on. You really did do good. And I know you'll have no problem keeping secrets. Same as me. I know that wasn't very nice of me, was it? I'll make it up to you. I'll buy you lunch later. Come on, let's get back to work.